Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here at WATD at my kitchen table, I like to say. And we like to keep it local around here at WATD. So we are the one and only real estate talk show here on Saturday mornings. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We're going to have like open lines because we really don't have a major plan for our discussions today. Again, it's just myself and Cindy Ford. Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you today?
And you call me beautiful because of my beautiful skin, right?
Your beautiful skin. You're glowing.
Yeah, I'm glowing. You are too, actually.
A little bit. Well, I'm hot.
I know. Well, Cindy just came in here on two wheels, so she just took over. We actually have Larry, who is manning the phones for us this morning. So Larry is ready for your phone calls. Larry's one of my favorites.
Morning.
And Larry worked a little late last night, so we'll take it easy on him today. He's my friend. He's one of my BFFs here at WATD. So, so the reason why our faces are glowing is because I had a special present from a special friend, Cindy Ford. She took me on Christmas. She's always saying, Chad, you need to do something for yourself. You're always working 7 days a week, this, that, the other thing. You have to do something. So she gave me a little gift certificate, and it just said, you have a day with me, and this is what we're going to be doing. Be ready by 9 a.m. We made it a little bit later. Because I've actually been very sick all week. But I have to tell you, I think yesterday like pulled me out of it because I'm feeling a little bit better this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, last night I didn't feel great.
Because you were pretty, this week I didn't like the look of you.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Oh my, yeah, I was dizzy. At one point I shouldn't say this, but I was driving down the street. My dad, I love you. And I know he was following me because I was like, I'm a little dizzy. And then I don't want to worry him. But I felt like I was in like one of those Cat in the Hat episodes, like where, you know, like the things are spiraling, all the different colors.
I
and I was like, yeah, I should probably not be driving.
You are
but then I go home, what do you do? What does a person like me who has ADD, OCD do when they're home?
Clean.
So I'm cleaning bathrooms, I'm moving furniture, so I don't rest at home.
No.
Anyways,
better off going to work.
Yesterday I rested, so my wonderful gift.
It was fun, and we had a private yoga
class. Yes, that was so wonderful.
Just the two of us, so that, you know,
no one
else had to see what was going on.
Well, I'm glad you did that, because I'm a little intimidated by yoga. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not that flexible, you know?
Clearly, neither am I, as you could see.
Yeah, there was a couple times I was like, I'm so glad she's correcting her too.
Right.
It's like, come on, downward dog. I got that one in the like child's pose. Perfect.
Child's pose is my favorite. And then I think it's Shavasana, which is when you lie on your back at the end and you just lie there like you're asleep.
Yeah.
Favorite part.
Yeah, exactly. And then what did we do? Then we had the most amazing facial and massage. I have to tell you, for Christmas time, I treated Mary Baker, my assistant, and we went into Boston, and I did a facial in there. And these are things like that I never ever do, but it was like the end of the year last year, and I was like, 2016, I'm going to do, you chose this for me. My facial, it was at the Face Place. I'm just going to give them a little plug. There in Norwell, and wonderful family that owns that the Face Place. And I have to tell you, the best massage I have ever had, and the best facial I have ever had. I haven't had many facials to compare it to, but I never had one of those masky things before, and it was great.
Yeah, I took a picture of you in it. You were green for just a minute, and I had to do it because you never do anything for you. You needed to do something, and I figured if I gave you a gift certificate, it would sit in your gift certificate folder.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
And so a little bit selfishness, I didn't realize until yesterday, I got to share in this with you.
That was awesome.
That was like, I said, oh my gosh, I'm doing all this too.
It was
How
awesome.
Lucky am I? So it was a great day.
Amazing, absolutely. And I was well rested, and it was just a fabulous day, and I'm very grateful to have you. And that was what our yoga class was about, was gratitude.
It was perfect for us, because I love gratitude, because I am grateful.
Open up your heart, and all the answers come through, right? So I love you, Cindy
absolutely.
Ford.
Love you.
So yeah, again, that was a really great day. And if you want to see pictures of me, as much as I'm not really thrilled about it, you can go on to my Facebook page, because Cindy gracefully tagged me. So you can go to Facebook.com/ShaMcNamara, or you can go into Cindy Ford. So it's Cindy Crooks Ford. And I'm Sharon Costa McNamara if you want to find us. Yeah, you should friend us on Facebook anyways. You're
right,
our friends.
Right, you should. Yeah, we have lots of things going on, always.
So we digressed a little bit here this morning, as we always do. But I know that the past couple weeks have been great. great shows.
Absolutely.
We've had Fairway Mortgage with us. And that sound, is that you or me? What is that? Is that, do you have your phone on? Because you know what? Larry doesn't like that.
Yeah. Hold on one sec.
Larry, I took care of it. Sorry. I can hear her phone.
I gotta find my phone.
All right. Well, we'll worry about that later. So, what we had the past couple of weeks was we had Fairway Mortgage here with us. So we had Daniel Mann with us, and we also had Eric Thorben with us, and they did a great job. So we want to recap a little bit about some VA loans. Dan talked about low down payment loans, and then Eric had spoken about reverse mortgages.
Yes.
So do you want to give a little synopsis, or what do you want?
So, well, with Dan, so one thing, and I think we may have mentioned this last week, and I'm not sure, but Dan did receive a call from his show from a veteran, and he was looking to refinance his home, and he was going through another lender, and ended up, Dan was able to do so much more for him, and that, he'll be closing on that next month.
Yeah, that's great.
It was great, and I was thrilled, because Fairway does so much for the veterans, which is why, one of the many reasons why I love working with them, and they take care of my clients the way I take care of my clients, so I love that, but we talked about 0% down.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, not 0% down. Zero down. Yeah. Because if you had a 0% mortgage, imagine that, we'd all be lining up.
Well, yeah.
Zero
down, sorry.
Yeah. It's 100% financing, Nancy, with 3% down.
Well, no.
Well, maybe Dan should call in.
Dan, if you're listening, maybe call in. Because, well, they grant you the down payment, and you don't have to pay it back.
Yep.
So that works for a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be able to purchase a property. Like, they could afford the mortgage maybe, but they just can't save enough to put down because their rent is high.
And here's a good news too, because I did text Dan this morning, and he said that he would, he's on the road, and he will listen in and call. Can you guys just ask something? So Dan, if you're out there, just call 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900, and you can tell us all the right things to say about the loans. Speaking of Fairway, one of the things I was talking to my girlfriend, Karen, she works for the Department of Transportation. So I had done a class for her before for home buyers and home sellers. So it was sort of like workshops that they do for their staff there. And it's just like a lunch and learn type thing. And I asked them if I could bring Fairway this time with me, because they do so much for the veterans that I thought that it would be a good mixture to have them there as well, because the Department of Transportation has a lot of, you know, it's all government and, you know, a lot of veterans and things there.
What a great idea.
I thought it would be good. It is Dan. Dan's on the phone.
Dan, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
No problem.
It's been a long... She was messing that all up.
Dan, you called me last night. I was in the middle of a dinner party, but I answered because it was you, and that was a late night, and I was with Sharon all day. I'm exhausted.
Dan.
Thank God this is radio.
So exactly.
Dan, can you fill us in? Give us some. What we wanted to do is, you guys have done such a great job the past couple of weeks having Fairway on the talking about mortgages and reverse mortgages. I was really hoping you could just give a quick synopsis for us on the different types of financing. And P.S., I know you sent me an email. I haven't seen it yet, but I will respond, I promise.
Yeah, no problem. So different types of financing. So for instance, I know when we were on, we were talking about the VA. Mm-hmm. How it's a zero down program. It's very good. It's, you know, it's a little bit quirky. You know, you have to have a married spouse to be on there, or you have to be married to have a spouse on there and use VA financing if she wants to be on the loan. They require a pest inspection, you know, but other than that, it's great because there's no mortgage insurance and you can literally get into a house with no money down.
Dan, with the pest inspection, doesn't the seller have to pay for that?
Yep, it's that is exactly true. It is, but one way, a lot of times when you do your home inspection, which everyone does normally on a home, they can include a pest inspection for free. So that's something we ask some inspectors to do. And a lot of times they won't do it because it's not really a required thing, but if you ask them to, they will.
Now, to cut you off. Sorry. So we use Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspections. Mm-hmm. He's actually going to be on with us next week.
Yes.
Okay.
So he actually, he was going to be talking about ice dams next week, but he isn't. But we'll bring that up because I know he does. You have to be certified in order to do a pest inspection. And I know that he is certified to do that aspect of it. So we'll certainly touch base with that on next week, too.
Yeah, that's what I've had some inspectors just say, yep, we'll just, you know, we'll do that for you for free. If not, you're right, the veteran can't pay for a pest inspection. The seller is required to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, but that's just a little quick. But again, it's usually the rates are very, very good for VA financing. And again, no mortgage insurance with no money down is, you know, kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it really good if you can get into it. But again, if you're not in that situation, as we, you know, we kind of talked about before, Mass Housing has the Operation Welcome Home, which is kind of very similar. It's not, you know, exactly like the VA, but it's a good supplement to it because you don't, it's a conventional loan, which is, you know, Fannie and Freddie, but you don't have to be married to have your spouse be on the loan. So that's one little thing, and it doesn't require a pest inspection. You know, so there's different little ways to do it, but, you know, again, your rate probably wouldn't be as good as with the VA.
Right.
But it's another way around, you know what I mean, to kind of, you know, get you into a house, you know, if you needed to have, again, a spouse on a loan.
Mm-hmm. So we did mess that up earlier, by the way, because it's 0% financing. So, and then there was Mass Housing, and then there's FHA, which are the different ones, right?
0% down.
Yeah, 0% down. Yeah.
Mass, you were close. So, and what with that Operation Welcome Home for Mass Housing, they give you that 3% grant.
Yeah.
So it's basically a 0% down also.
Yeah.
You know, it's, so it's not money out of your pocket. The FHA is 3.5% down.
Yeah.
So that's one. But again, FHA is a little bit, you know, quirky on their appraisals. And I try to avoid it because they have mandatory mortgage insurance for the life of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
It never goes away. It used to go away, but they stopped that because they have kind of a higher default rate.
Yeah.
When they have that default rate higher, they actually doubly insure themselves. So with the FHA, they have what's called an upfront mortgage insurance premium, which is 1.75% of the loan, and mm-hmm. it's tacked on top of your actual loan. You can finance it in, or you can pay it all in cash.
Now, Dan, you can. The only way to get rid of that today is that you refinance the property yourself or you sell it, correct?
To get rid of the mortgage insurance?
The PMI,
yeah.
Yep. So with an FHA, yeah, you'd have to refinance out into a different product.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
That's what I. Yep.
Yep. So that. Oh, and that, so also the just to circle back on the VA, they actually have an upfront, you know, a funding fee also. But if you're even just 10% disabled, that's waived.
Huh.
So that's why they really try and, the VA really helps the veterans.
Yeah.
And, you know, by having the pest inspection, it's not meant to, you know, kind of deter some of them buying. It's just trying to protect them from buying a house that might have some problems down the road.
Awesome.
You know, and FHA has, again, though, that they have some, you know, quirks. I'm sure you guys have run into this where if there's peeling paint in a house or on the exterior, you can't get financing with that. Mm-hmm. So I've actually had people out there painting the house they don't own yet because mm-hmm. they wanted it so much and the seller wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So they said, okay, well, we're just going to put some paint on it, and that cured the problem and we got the financing. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
And in some instances, too, Dan, with that, I mean, it's, you know, the seller just doesn't have the money. And for me, I'm a very strong listing agent as well. And mm-hmm. one of the things for me is when I'm seeing those things as I'm walking around a house, I always pinpoint those things to the seller and say, just so you know, if we have an FHA buyer, like someone else who isn't qualified, this is definitely going to come up. But when it does come up as a listing agent, I always, you know, will say to the buyer, like, these are the requirements of the loan you chose. This really isn't a default in my house. Somebody with conventional financing or Mass Housing or a different type of loan mm-hmm. package could certainly, or loan program, could certainly purchase this house. That's one of the things, too, that I think that people find. I love that we've been doing a lot on mortgages lately, and I feel like more like a mortgage show than a real estate show, but I think it's mm-hmm. important because I think what makes us strong buyer's agents and seller's agents is that we know so much about that because you guys are educating us on those things. But if somebody tells me they can't get into a Mass Housing loan, my first thought is that the company they're using doesn't do that because you have to be certified, right, to do a Mass Housing loan?
Yep, that's exactly right. So a lot of times if a buyer comes in and they're looking at something and they're saying they're using FHA financing, well, it may just be that the lender they're using doesn't have access to the Mass Housing product because mm-hmm. Mass Housing's, it's very similar where they have, you know, kind of lower credit score requirements, mm-hmm. you know, not as low as, say, the FHA.
Yeah, but 640 or something, right?
Yeah, 660.
660,
okay. Yep, 660. And then, well, what's great about when you're using Mass Housing is they don't have any rate adjustments for property types. So, for instance, when you're buying a condo, a lot of people don't realize this, you get usually a rate adjustment. Your rate isn't usually going to be as good as if you're buying a single-family home.
Mm-hmm.
So with mass housing, they don't have that.
Okay.
So a lot of times that's what I'll weigh with someone when they're buying a property. They'll tell me they're buying a condo. I'll say, well, you know, again, this is probably getting a little too deep for you, but you kind of cross-reference whether their credit score is very good or not as great, because then you're looking more at a mass housing loan because they'll get a better rate in mm-hmm. an overall package. Because, you know, you'll have to be, especially if they're not putting down 20%, you'll have to get mortgage insurance. Well, you can kind of build that in with the mass housing product very, you know, very easily. Mm-hmm. And it's a much better overall, you know, monthly payment for you.
Okay. So one of the
I was just going to say, and then, so, and if they're buying with an FHA, so say someone tells you they have FHA financing and they're looking at a condo. Well, a condo has to be FHA approved mm-hmm. before you can buy it. We approve condos in-house when it's a conventional loan. So with you can immediately look up, you know, most small, you know, say it's a 1 or 2 unit condo, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be FHA approved already, because no one's going to take the time to go get it approved with the FHA.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't buy that property using that financing. So that's why I always tell people, if they come to me from another lender and they're saying, oh, we're approved with the FHA, I said, well, let's look at, you know, mass housing before, just to see if you are qualified for that, because it's going to open up a whole, you know, list, a larger world of properties for you.
And too, with new construction, as you know, I do a lot of new construction, and I have a 12 unit, well, it's actually 13 units condo, which actually Cindy and you sold one this week for us.
Yep.
Yeah, that closing was on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. Yeah, and you guys did a super job on that too. I got to tell you, I was just like, wow, these timelines are pretty tight, but you guys came through. So
those properties are really, really nice. Yeah. Kevin Sealand?
Yep, Kevin Sealand is building those. Yep, it's Jefferson Square, and thank you for the plug there. Jefferson Square, located right in Pembroke on Route 53, and what's really nice about them is that they have that, well, what I think is nice about them, I mean, especially with a name like Boston Connect Real Estate, you can imagine, I love that Boston flair, so it's very South End, Newberry Street, you know, just that whole feeling of Beacon Hill and everything. They're super nice.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Caroline didn't want to leave because she couldn't move in until today, because she couldn't get the move, but she was just
Well, she's using Bill Bailo.
Yeah.
So I saw Bailo last night with Gallo Movers. Yep. So yeah, we're just, well, and this is another point. I mean, all of our clients are using our team, and our team is just like, was honest to goodness. Like we're sort of like the Red Sox when they were really good. Yeah. I almost said
that.
We're almost
getting the right people around you.
Yeah, exactly. It really is all about that. And I know it was last minute for you to call in, and I really do appreciate you doing that. And it's been a lot of fun having you guys around the office, you know, doing things with all of our agents. And the best and most important part, as a broker, not as a salesperson myself, as the broker of the company, it's really important to me that all of our agents are educated so they can educate their clients. And I know, like, Colleen Sullivan, one of our agents in there, Dan, she's been doing some stuff with you, and, you know, you hear her on the phone, and she put an offer in on one of my listings, and, you know, talking to her, she's really smart. She's a really smart agent.
Yep.
And I really credit that to, you know, all the help I get from everybody to help me do that for our agents. The better we are for our agents, the better we are for our clients. And
Absolutely.
That's really what it comes down to. So
I totally agree.
You.
And it makes the whole process more enjoyable for the buyer, to be honest with you. And then they know that kind of they've been educated. I always find that people that are unhappy with kind of service are just people that weren't informed of everything, didn't know, they felt like they were, they might have been treated like their questions were stupid or something like that. And I just never want people to feel like that, because, you know, you and I do stuff like this every day. So the questions might be, think, you know, we know all these things. Yeah, it's common. But people that aren't doing it every day don't know the answers to these. They don't know escrow accounts or anything like that. So you want them, I always tell them, just fire away with all these questions. Shoot me an email on the weekend. It's easy enough, you know what I mean? I can get back to you and answer it as soon as I can, and then they're happier because they know what's going on. And people, if even if it's, you know, not the greatest news someone's hearing back, they don't they don't really mind as long as they're getting the truth.
Well, the good news is, yeah, and I like to hear, even if the news is like, if there's a little stumbling block, I like to hear mm-hmm. that sooner than later, because honestly, yep. like if I have, you know, a hangnail, I'd rather like get the hangnail off before I have to take my whole finger off. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yep. No, that's so, true. That's exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dan, thank you again for calling in. We're going to take our break again. We really appreciate you calling in and telling us all about these wonderful loan packages that you have. I know we're going to have you on probably in another few weeks or yeah. so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. So that was Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. They're located right here in Marshfield, actually, and they're very easy to get to.
Proprietor's Place.
Yeah, and they're right next to, right behind Roach Brothers.
And on top of
The tavern. Yeah, so they're really easy to get to, and you can meet them there. You could meet them in our office, whatever you know you felt more comfortable doing. You could get in touch with Dan, and we'll find his phone number. I just don't have it handy right now, so we can give that out at the end of the show. So we also had Eric Thorbon on from Fairway as well, and he talked about reverse mortgages, and we're definitely going to have him back, because I feel as if we just scratched the surface with everything with reverse mortgages. So we'll definitely have invite him back. Hopefully he'll want to come back and we can talk more about reverse mortgages. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to get into some things that home buyer mistakes, and I'm actually going to give some hints and some things that you should be thinking about if your home is vacant or even if it isn't for the winter.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, now 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And I have Cindy Ford here with me, full-time realtor over at Boston Connect Real Estate. She's also my sidekick here on Talk Real Estate. So we should probably change the name at some point to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. So we'll work on that. So we just did a nice little recap of what happened the past couple of weeks. And we had Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage call us just to give us a recap again about these loans. It's such a great time to purchase. purchase a home. The only downfall is the inventory is really low. So being prepared to put an offer in on a property is very, very important. And the very first step to putting an offer in and being prepared to do that is to have your pre-approval letter and your pre-qualification letter done. So I feel as if, and you know, I don't know what the time span on things are on those. Maybe they're 30, 60, 90 days. I have no idea. So Dan can tell us that too. But, you know, get your pre-approval now.
Now. Yeah. So that you know. I always ask that because I don't want to take you out looking for properties mm-hmm. that you really can't afford. You're going to fall in love, even though we tell everyone not to fall in love.
Yeah.
They do. I need to know what I'm working with too.
Yeah.
So, and you have to put in today, you have to get an offer in ASAP.
Yeah.
If that property is just coming on the market and it's a good property, it's going to go
mm-hmm.
literally day one or day two.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell them before I even take you out looking, because I need five things to put the offer in, and one of them is your pre-approval.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over everything that with them, and I want to be prepared, and I want them to be prepared, because I don't want to be the reason that you may not get the home of your dreams.
And too, I mean, I feel that I'm pretty confident that if we were out with a buyer and they hadn't had their pre-approval yet, we could call Dan and he would be able to, you know, stop what he was doing. I'm sure he would. Sorry, Dan, just put you on the spot and get a pre-approval letter.
He does that for me at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
he does that for me on Sunday night.
But we're trying to avoid that with Dan. So we don't want to put him in that position, really. And you should just be prepared before that. But I will let you know, I put a new listing on the market in Plymouth last weekend. Well, yeah, it was just last weekend, I guess. And we had the first open house on Sunday. We had 14 couples come through, and we ended up with two offers the next day. One of them was a first-time home buyer, and he was a little hesitant. And it's hard for us to say, this house is going to go quick as a buyer's agent, because it
makes you feel
salesy.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
I hate that, but it's true.
When I start my buyer presentations, when I sit with clients for the first time before I will even bring them out for houses, and I do just a little consultation. I mean, I like to educate them on the process and, you know, see what their wants, needs, and desires are, of course. I always say to them, if it won't be that often that I will say this is going to go quickly. So if I do say that, then you need to pick up that trigger, because I feel too salesy saying to you, it's going to be gone tomorrow.
Right.
Because doesn't it sound salesy?
Yeah, it does. I say the same exact thing, and you feel awful saying it in this market, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how you position it and what you say to them and how you say it and educating them. And so far, it's worked to my advantage, because we're prepared and we are ready to put an offer in, and especially with our dot loop.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just give Dot Loop a plug? Because it's everything's electronic.
If they give us a discount, I'll give Dot Loop a plug.
Right.
Yeah, so we do everything electronically now, so all of our forms are electronic. So,
right.
Yeah, I did offers in the summer on an iPad. So,
right.
Yeah, it's really easy for us to be able to access all of the MassState forms, get electronic signatures and all of that. So there really is no reason for you to be losing a house. And sometimes I do have clients that say, I'm going to wait to see the house at the open house. Well, don't do that.
Right.
And yeah, we can't wait. If something comes on the market, we need to make it an appointment to see it at that very time.
Right.
And that's one of the things too is, you know, if we're going to talk about that, let's just even make this up as we're going along. The top five home buyer mistakes, I'd say one is you don't have your pre-approval ready.
Correct.
You need that to put in an offer. I'd say number two is not being very clear with your buyer's agent on what your wants, needs, and desires are, and like what your time frame is. Because if you're loosely looking and you're like, oh, I don't want to do anything yet, I think I'm going to wait until the spring, then that's sort of how we're going to approach it. But
right.
If you're like ready right then and there, then that's what we're saying right now. You cannot wait until an open house to see these properties.
Correct.
They are gone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's happened to me a few times.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have showings prior to the open house. And then all of a sudden I see before the open house and that it's under agreement.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be something that I have a phone call into the legal hotline, by the way, right now, because that is not fair. First of all, people, again, I mean, no disrespect to, I'm not even going to name agencies or companies or people who are doing this, but what we're seeing right now is because there is low inventory, that a lot of things like that are happening. And one of our agents actually called me. Actually, they had a client meeting last night they had a client party, and I popped in just for a few minutes. But, you know, one of the frustrations is, you know, a new listing came on the market, and it was on for a minute, and then it went under agreement. It was like contingent. And then when you look in there, it says it had been on for 13 days, but they didn't post it. Well, There's a couple things. One, we're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Legally.
Right.
And number two is you're doing the seller such a disservice.
Agreed.
And I don't, like, I really want to get that message across to sellers. When agents are saying to you, we're going to wait until the home, we're going to wait until the open house on Sunday to review all offers. And let's just say you do get an offer on Thursday that's a full price offer. Don't accept it right then and there would be my approach with my clients. I can't speak for anybody else's, for any other agents. Because you might end up with multiple offers over asking.
Right.
You know, or you might end up with a full price offer that's cash.
Right.
You know, there's so don't just take the first thing that comes because that's an easy way out, you know? So
agreed.
Yeah, it's definitely a disservice to the sellers by just doing that. And when you open it up to the masses of all of multiple listing service, then you're going to have more people coming through and you are definitely going to have multiple offers.
Right. And I don't hold my properties ever. I haven't ever.
Hostage.
And I don't know why people do that. But I've never, as soon as it goes, for me, when I press the go button, it's available for showings.
Yep.
And I may be having an open house on Sunday and I will talk to that particular client about, you may get some offers beforehand, you know, but I educate them and it's their decision, but we guide them in the very best possible way we can. And so I would never do that anyway. I don't understand that process.
Well, I did have one agent who had said to me that he wasn't having any showings until the open house unless the person came directly to him. Well, you're not supposed to do that either. So, and again, it's a disservice to the seller. Mm. I mean, it just really is because you could end up with multiple offers. But one of the reasons why, like I recently did with mine, I put it on the market. I think it was on a Friday. We put it on the market and we said no showings until the open house on Sunday. It was only because my client really needed Saturday. They were moving the following week. They really needed that Saturday to like finish up what they were doing to clean and get the house organized. So that's one of the reasons why we waited until Sunday. But we opened it up to everybody and, you know, it ended up turning out great. So we got, you know, a nice buyer over there on that property, which is going to be great. We've already signed purchase and sales agreement, so we're ready to go. What are some of the other things that you think some of the mistakes that home buyers make, first-time home buyers, let's say? Oh, not even really first-time, because if you haven't bought a house in 25 years, you're a first-timer.
Yeah.
You're starting all over again.
I think they don't know the importance of having a buyer's agent.
Yeah.
I really think they just don't know. And it is so important because there's so many laws, there's so many things you have to do, and we keep them, like I keep them informed of, okay, we've gotten through this. I try to explain the whole process, then I go through it in blocks. So we've got to get to this, we've got to do that. And you have to guide them. They don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know things. So, and again, I've said this before, but they think that there's a fee involved. With me, there isn't a fee involved for the buyer. I get my apples and oranges from the MLS. That's what I do. That's how I...
Yeah, exactly. You get your compensation based on what the other agent will put in MLS.
Yep.
So that's a good point. So some people think that there is a fee included. Having a buyer representation is that person works for you.
Yep.
Their fiduciary responsibility is to you always, even if it is on that person's own listing.
Yep.
So if I was a listing agent and you wanted me to represent you as a buyer's agent on that property, then that would be dual agency and both of you have to agree
to that.
So one, you have to agree to it. And then second, there's notice of. So, so there's all kinds of forms that go along with that. But you can't, nobody knows anybody's information.
Correct.
When you're working as a buyer's agent, what I think is really important is, you know, there are definitely people who will take like a retainer because they're worried about their gas and everything. And we have buyer agency agreements, which, you know, keeps you committed for 6 months to a year. That basically says it really protects you from other, not protects, I hate that word protects, but, you know, I've had clients who have gone into open houses and, you know, they'll give my card. I'm working with Sharon. If I'm at another open house or whatever, maybe they're just driving by and the listing agent would say, well, this is a hot property. If you want to put it, you know, if you want this house, you have to put an offer in now. People will put it in full price offers, no home inspection.
Right.
You know, no like contingencies, like sale of house, things like it's really, really dangerous to do that.
Yeah, just going through, you know, they don't even know what radon is. Like, you know, you have the opportunity to have a radon test or your pest, like,
inspections.
Pest inspections, lead paint inspections, whatever, but they don't know. And mm-hmm. so you have to educate them because the listing agent certainly isn't.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not representing them.
Yeah, they represent the seller
right.
at that point. Yeah. So, yeah, we're very similar in that aspect. I think most of the agents, and all of the agents at Boston Connect, actually, Boston Connect Real Estate, we don't have a retainer. We don't do any of that. So, whatever, generally speaking, whatever the multiple listings, whatever the seller is willing to compensate the buyer's agent with is what we generally right. will accept. And then if people go to, you know, open houses, it's just a way for them to say, hey, I'm under contract. So
right.
they can feel safe about, you know, going into those. There was something that you said in there that was making me think of something else, and I can't remember. Any other thoughts on what another mistake is that they would take, that they make?
Well, again, it probably goes back to getting pre-approved or them thinking, I think that I could probably buy a house, let's just say, for $350,000 because mm-hmm. they don't know.
Yep.
But that's what they think they can afford based on maybe a calculator that they use somewhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then come to find out, it's really $250,000
yep.
based on a lot of other things that I'm not a mortgage person, so I don't mm-hmm. get into that detail, but it could be based on, you know, debt to ratio, something. And I don't want to be out there showing them properties that they can't afford.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's important to me.
Yep. I think one of the mistakes that buyers make is they get emotional about their decision. And that's what's happening right now. I can see with your face. Yeah. So when there is low inventory and there aren't many homes out there to choose from, I feel that buyers sometimes get very anxious about that. You know, they get anxious about not having a lot of properties on the market to look at, and then they get frustrated, and then, you know, they hear certain things like, oh, yeah, that was a good one that I've heard recently, that if you're not working with an agent from this town, then you're never going to be able to buy in this town. That's just absolutely silly nonsense. Desperate people, desperate times, desperate sayings, right?
Right.
So as soon as they come into MLS, again, we want to bring you out there. But don't make a decision based on the fact that, all right, this is the best thing that I've come across. You're better off renting and waiting a while if you have to sell a house first.
Right.
And really fall in love with this next house.
Right.
I don't like settling.
No.
You shouldn't settle for marriage.
No.
I didn't, right?
No.
You shouldn't settle when you're buying a house.
No, you shouldn't. Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
And then the other emotional aspect when people fall in love with a house is they get so mesmerized by granite and stainless steel and, you know, gleaming hardwood floors. I say, those things are great, but you can always change those.
Right.
But get mesmerized by there's a newer septic system, there's a new heating
roof.
System, roof.
Windows.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all of that. That's what,
those
Location. Are the things I explain to my clients. This is what you're looking at. This is what I'm looking at. I had a client, I'm going to digress for a second, that fell in love with a house that it was, the kitchen was on a 90 degree angle. It was, you had to go downhill. Like you could roller skate this kitchen, but it had a wine fridge.
Oh, huge.
And they loved the. I said, I'll buy you a wine fridge in the next house for your closing gift. But like, you do realize we're going downhill in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like the wine fridge is on an angle. They bought the like.
Like you're
they
not
still,
gonna
it's
even
8 years.
No,
they
even
still omelets. No. It was all, they still love the house. They still live there. They still love their wine fridge. But you know, you just guide and guide and guide. And I'm constantly saying, okay, I know you're looking at like the color of the paint, and you're looking at the
was
kitchen.
Was that the same house that had the border up above?
Yeah. That we went to show it, and there was a guy underneath all on the floor sleeping.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Scared the living daylights out
of me. I remember
that.
She loved the border because it matched towels. And
yes.
I was like, well, we don't buy a house because of that. Yeah, I was at the home inspection.
Yeah.
You weren't able to
because I
the
wasn't
home
able to.
Yeah, you weren't able to make the home inspection. So I went, and Steve goes over to the window, and he's like, it's moving in and out. And I'm like, but I love the wine refrigerator and the border.
And they still live there.
Well, they loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's good. I'm sure that they tightened up the
I hope so.
It will be good, though, when they go to sell it. I'm sure that they fix some of those things.
Yes.
So when we come back, I'm actually going to talk about some different things that you should be thinking about for the winter. It's very cold out. I know
yes.
Mackenzie's up in Vermont and Burlington, and they sent out a notice to all the kids, like, beware of this weather because it is cold out there. So when we come back, we'll talk about some things that you should be thinking about in your home during this winter months.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process.
Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Bass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured, 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
50% more Talk Real Estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, as Rob Hacklaw just said in our little entry back there. And I am here, of course, with Cindy Ford, who is a full-time realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate. She's been a good friend and sidekick of mine for 23 years now. And I'm getting a text here from Dan. Are you getting it,
yeah,
too?
Yeah,
all right, so you can read it. I won't bother because I'm talking. If you have any questions for us regarding, home buyer, home seller, anything to do with, you know, buying or selling a property, navigating home buying and home selling at the same time, we are definitely going to be doing a course on that coming in March over at my office, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. The lines have been very quiet this morning. I guess we're not really intriguing enough, but we were just talking about some home buyer mistakes, and one of them is that we definitely want it, and I definitely want to give these hints for winter, too, before we end, but not having an inspection. I think that that is certainly the most important step of the process. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The best money that you can spend. I highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, I don't want anybody not having one ever. I mean, there are a lot of my clients that do it on new construction. I mean, the thing with new construction is you have a warranty, you know, for a year. So everything that's in the house is, but what Steve at Imperial and Jay and all the guys over there do such a great job with is going through the property and teaching you about that home as
Educating.
Well.
which is what we love about. We educate everyone. That's what I love about these guys.
It makes you
smarter. Steve gave me a great education on lead paint for one of my new clients the other day, and that's what we're going to talk about next week when he comes on. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I needed, in order to inform my clients, I called the best of the best.
Yep.
And he educated me, gave me the 101. I'm no expert, but and he was very willing to talk to my clients to help them out. Like, it's just...
You know, and that is the thing, too. And again, sometimes I forget that we're actually on the air live and we're just... I feel like we're just sitting at my kitchen table here. But I... One of the things about, like, Steve, like, you came into my office and you asked me what, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about lead paint? Like, what are the, you know, what this house my client is buying, it has lead paint in it. They just, that's why the other people didn't go forward with it. What are the repercussions for my client if they purchase it? You know, so we could just talk things through.
Right.
I mean, you certainly knew the answers, but, you know, sometimes talking it through, it makes sense. But then you said, I said, well, get to the report. And you handed me the report. I was like, I don't know what that says.
I looked at it and said,
All I know is, like, radon shouldn't be over 4.0. Like, I have...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, radon, that
radon, yeah.
I was thinking lead. I don't know what these numbers mean.
I have no idea.
23 pages.
Yeah, and you handed it to me. I'm like, well, good luck with that. I mean, I have no idea. So I said, hey, let's call an expert.
And we did.
And he answered.
Immediately. And he took... I sent him the report. He reviewed it. He called me first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
We went through it. And I explained all that to my client. And, you know... Because my client was looking for me for direction
and advice. Yeah,
I
we may not have the answers, but
I will find
certainly
out.
Have the finger on the trigger to get to the person who
Absolutely.
Knows the most about it. So
Absolutely.
I feel like we're experts in our field of buying and selling homes.
Yes.
And I feel like everybody that has to do with that whole process, we know the experts in those fields that we can, and they're so good to us. We're so lucky.
Oh, they are.
They are.
They're so good to us.
We're lucky.
We are.
So actually, Steve will be on with us next week. So Steve Cook from Imperial Inspections will be on with us next week. Real quick, I do want to talk about some hints for winter, just some things that people should be considering. This was sort of something that actually Larry had made a comment to me about some place where he was that something froze up. And I thought, oh, well, that's something that we should talk about because I had a client last year. So if you have a property that's vacant right now, or even, and it's on the market, or maybe you're even just a snowbird and you're, you know, streaming in right now and you're listening to us and your home is here, there are things that you should be making sure. We have a very cold winter coming, I mean, a couple days. And one of the things is I had a vacant property last year. My homeowner was fabulous, but he had sold the house. He had another. He purchased a new home, and he also had a home up in New Hampshire, so he skied a lot. Well, the home that he had in Halifax, they filled the oil tank. But you know how the oil company will leave the receipt in the door or in the mailbox? Well, he had never gone back and forth, so he had never really seen it. So the oil company, no blame of theirs, like, they didn't come back. Like, you don't pay your bill, we don't give you more oil. It's as simple as that, right? And no oil was put in, and lo and behold, everything froze and split.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm. And then we had a mess. I remember that an agent called. She's like, Sharon, you might have a little bit of a problem here over in this property because we went to go into the basement, and there's 5 inches of water on the floor. And I'm like, the whole floor? She's like, yep, the whole floor. I go, all right, please don't go down there with your client. I don't want a lawsuit or anybody getting hurt, certainly. I mean, more importantly. Asked her to just shut off the boiler at the top of the stairs with the switch. And then we went over there. Luckily, we have Mark McNamara, McNamara Plumbing. I mean,
the best of the best.
Could I have not picked a better trade to marry? I mean,
right.
Everybody needs a plumber. So I was like, can you go over there with me? I'm thinking water. You must know what to do. You're a plumber. And we went over there, and 4 inches of water, 5 inches of water. No, it was like 8 to 10 inches of water in the whole entire basement.
Oh.
Everything froze and split. So we don't want that happening, Larry, right? No. So when the rugs got destroyed, everything got destroyed.
It cost them so much more without, you know, just thinking.
Yeah.
And
that happened in Scituate too, and I did a video on it.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. I bet that was a good one.
Yeah.
This morning on the news, the eye-opener, I thought they said for this weekend, do not have any of your thermostats below 60.
Mm.
So everyone, even if you're home, it could happen to you. So just make sure those rooms that you maybe ordinarily don't have the heat turned on because they have different zones, it might be a good time to turn them up to at least 60.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Sin, because I was actually doing
wicked smart.
I know you are. I was doing a CMA the other day. I was walking through this property, and it's a very big home, and there's the third floor, the attic space that's completely done over and completed, but no one ever is up there. So it was very cold up there, and I actually said, I was like, it's really chilly up here, so we should make sure that you keep the heat on, when we have showings and things. I wasn't even thinking about frozen pipes, but that's certainly, and basements and everything else.
Finished basements that you might not be using now, but sunrooms, put the heat up to at least 60. We've given you fair warning. Yes. There should be no pipes bursting.
Yes,
no calls to McNamara Plumbing this weekend.
Yeah, please. Especially tomorrow's Valentine's Day. No. Happy Valentine's Day to all of us.
Tonight we have a party for one of our agent's husbands that we're going to. Great guy.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a little bit better, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I know I had to cancel the wine expo because I just wasn't feeling that great. I mean, you can't go to a wine expo and not drink wine. I'm not walking around with a bottle of water. Sorry. It's just not happening.
Correct.
Some of the other things that you want to take care of, tree limbs. We heard the terrible story last weekend with that beautiful, beautiful six-year-old girl that went out to, build a snowman with dad, and a limb came down. And I my prayers go to that family again. I mentioned it last week too. But make sure those limbs are down. You don't want those falling on your house. You don't want them falling on people. You don't want them falling on animals. Definitely take care of those. The other thing too is snow on the roof. I know we don't have a ton of snow right now, but we never know. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't give the meteorologist a little memo,
right?
Bip, 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 bip. In 3 weeks we're gonna have 2 feet of snow. You never know when it's coming. So continue to take the snow down off of your roof if you have it.
And I heard this too on the eye opener that it's going to be in the 50s some point this week again. Mm. So that's a great opportunity to take care of those things, because right now everything is frozen solid.
Yeah.
But before we have potentially more snow or more bad weather, when the weather's nice and you're trying to get some sun and tan, get up there on the roof and get that snow off. That's what I'm going
to
be
doing. Or get a professional up there to get it down. I think that might be better than us having people climb up on the roof.
Yeah,
don't climb up on the roof. I don't want anybody doing that. But the other thing, too, is we'll talk about Steve that next week. I mean, here we are. We have a lot of cold. We have a lot of snow. We have, snow that's built up against houses. Now we're going to have 50 degrees, water coming in, things like that could potentially happen. So my guess is he would tell us to get the snow away from
the vents for the heat so that there's no carbon monoxide that gets into the property.
Yeah, we had Kenny McCormick on.
Yep, that's so important.
Deputy Chief over at Pembroke Fire Department actually gave us that tip as well about things not to do. My husband obviously didn't listen to that show that we did with Kenny, by the way, because our Christmas tree is up next to the house outside.
Still? No?
Still. I don't know why it's still there. I think it's time to get rid of that. I don't know. I just noticed it the other day.
Saving it for next year.
I barely go back. So you just heard the doorbell. That gives us a chance to talk a little bit more about what's going on at Boston Connect Real Estate. Again, we are located here on the South Shore, and we are servicing all the areas, South Shore, North Shore, down 128. We have agents in every little pocket all over. So we have experts in every town, which is great and very valuable for all of our home buyers and home sellers. If you would like an analysis, free analysis, complimentary of the value of your home, because you're thinking about doing that, the thing is when you call the radio show, you get a twofer. You get Sharon and Cindy together to help you get an analysis done on your house. So you can call us at 781-826-8000. You can go onto our website, which is bostonconnect.com. We can set up an appointment. And the best place, if you're thinking about moving, you need to know where you are in order to get to where you want to go. So if you're right-sizing, which means you're leaving that big four-bedroom home and you want to just get something a little bit smaller that fits your needs right now, then we can help you through that navigating process as well. And open houses, you can go to the open houses on bostonconnect.com. I know that Jefferson Square over on Route 53 is going to be having open houses both today and tomorrow, 11 to 3-ish. Mm-hmm. I believe that we'll have agents over there, and we still have units available. Second phase is now taking reservations.
Right.
So phase one is sold out. Phase two, you can now make reservations over there. These are beautiful new construction condos.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful. And we also have a couple other ones, so you can look at that. Are you doing any open houses or anything this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And no, I am not.
And that's all she
that's
has to say about
I'm
that.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, you want to recap what we should be, what's the main point of today's show?
You know, make sure you have your buyer agent, mm-hmm. And make sure that, you know, you have a really good one mm-hmm. that educates you. Just saying.
Have one and make sure that
they're,
one is good.
Breathing would be great.
Yeah, and one that will do the research. There's
absolutely.
So much that goes into it. It isn't just opening up lock boxes. Anybody can do that,
too. I can't. Open up most of the lock boxes out there.
Well, can those freeze too. So if your house is on the market, there's another tip. Put some. I went to a house one time. I'm so glad you brought that up. Frozen.
It's true.
Frozen solid. What do I have? I have a green tea, hot green tea from Dunkies or something, and I had to pour it on mm-hmm. the lock box to melt. The things we do as real estate agents.
No idea. Out at 9 o'clock the other night in the snow in the backyard, mm-hmm. like looking at this property. That's yeah, what. There's nothing beneath me.
You guys are crazy. Really. But I will tell you a story. With going back to look at houses in snow, it's not the funnest thing.
Cause no.
Especially if they're not occupied. And
yeah,
my mother took a fall trying to climb up into this house. And it's like, wow, this is a little dangerous. But getting back to the water in houses, there's a house up in Marshall Hills. I took a walk around, potential flip house mm-hmm. with... done by a designer that designed houses that looked like they were old.
Yeah.
Completely empty. Had been empty for a while. And I got, and it was open.
Oh, good.
So I walked in and I got down to the basement and I said, oh my God, there's asbestos tile. There's an inch of water on here. And that boiler's from 1948.
Yeah.
So somebody did buy that house and completely got it and redo it. Someone's living in it now, thank God. But there's so many of those houses out there.
And you know, Larry, I think one of the things I love about Larry, and I say this all the time, is when he gives up this radio gig, I want him to come work at Boston Connect Real Estate, because you truly have a love for antique homes and a really good knowledge.
I like architecture, and I don't like seeing houses sit empty. Yeah. I mean, I know of lots of houses that are sitting empty. Some of them need that French drain systems.
Yes.
Because their sub pump is running 24/7.
We'll talk about that maybe
on
another show.
Yeah,
well,
good.
Thank you, Larry, for having
us. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody. And if you need me or Cindy, you can get us at 781-826-8000. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Sharon. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.